Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number here. If you feel like giving us a call, just jump right into this. Today is the 2nd of March. That's right, the 2nd of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you, top of the hour news brought to you by, of course, our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, good morning to Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
Did you have a nice weekend?
As best as can be expected. It was a productive weekend.
Well, that's good.
Yes, production is good.
Productive is good. Okay, and good morning to Linda.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you.
I love that necklace.
Well, thank you.
7:06 in the morning. Thanks, guys. Today will be sunny with a high of 72 and our overnight lows of 46. Sunny tomorrow with our high of 79. That's a nice day with overnight lows of 47. It's a beautiful, crisp day. If you've been outside yet or you're going outside, it is a little bit jacket-worthy this morning. And just know that. But it's, you know, clear skies and absolutely a crisp, beautiful morning. Now, moving on, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 78, overnight lows of 47. And Thursday calls for sunny and 73. We do have a little bit of a wind advisory going on for today with 7 to 12 miles per hour increasing to 16 to 21 in the afternoon. And that's the weather report. This is Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And boy, was it windy yesterday. Woo!
It was. Big news, I guess, okay, in the world of politics is the Tom Steyer's, who used one-fifth of all of his wealth. And I guess he's a billionaire several times over. One-fifth of all his wealth. And Pete Buttigieg have dropped out. They've dropped out of the Democrats' run for the presidency. Pete polled a very low in South Carolina, and Steyer's did too after all the money he spent. So we're on the Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday, Bernie has been enjoying huge crowds in California, up to 25,000. When looking at both of his, he had two rallies, about 25,000 at both of them combined. One-third of all the delegates, about one-third of all the delegates, will be decided tomorrow. 14 states, Samoa, 1,350 delegates will be decided out of the 1,909 that you have to have. 415 of them come from California. So what you have now is the kind of the outside guy. That was going to be Mayor Pete. He's out of it. So now it really leaves Bernie Sanders, 78, Joe Biden, 77, and Elizabeth Warren, who is like in her 50s. I don't know how old she is, but I think she's like in her 50s. That leaves them kind of running. You got Amy Klobuchar is still in there. I'm not sure why Amy is still in there, except I think she's thinking is that we're going to go through Super Tuesday and see what happens, in her home state and others. But so you've got the outside. So now you're the one that the Democrats want, Biden. But now you got Bloomberg in this, so he can bleed off. He'll bleed off votes from Biden.
And according to the headlines, Bloomberg to spend $1 billion. Now, I don't know if that's if that is including what he has already spent on his campaign or going to figure that I've got that much to still spend.
Every time I see anything, even if it's a something on Netflix, somehow, I don't know if it's Netflix, but anything, you know, you have all of a sudden there's Mike Bloomberg in it saying, you know, with him, with Obama and, you know, President Obama said this and all this about Bloomberg. Meanwhile, President Obama has not given his endorsement to Biden, to Joe Biden. So this is interesting. And Joe Biden mixed up Chris Wallace with some other guy from another station or from another network. And so that continues. But anyway, Bloomberg can be the spoiler there, and Bernie can just ride his horse all the way in to the Democratic National Convention. Now, if he doesn't make the 1909, that first, you know, the first vote, now the superdelegates roll in. There's like 718 of them. So this could get nasty. Amy Klobuchar's had a rally that other leftist groups came in there and shut it down. So they're turning on their own. I just find that interesting.
Okay, a couple things in the headlines you got to just share with me. All right. Okay. Okay. So of course, list after list about the coronavirus. It may spread undetected for 6 weeks in the USA. The CDC teams race to catch up. The Pope, because of his cough, has been canceling appearances. Let's see.
Second person died in Washington State.
Bug in over 60 countries. France closes the Louvre. Okay. There's a sick map somewhere. I don't even know. West Coast alert. Nursing home fear. Anxiety mounts among health workers. The list goes on.
The CDC has begged people to stop buying these masks. Leave it for the healthcare workers. Leave it for people in that have gotten sick or in places where they can get sick. The second person died in Washington State. He was in his 70s. First one was in his 50s. But they were both had very compromised systems. Their lungs were very compromised. And so it's cost two lives there, but they were not what you call healthy people by any means. So,
all right. So we could talk about that one for, and the statistics change hourly. But let's talk about Judge Judy.
Well, let me add one more thing about the coronavirus.
Okay.
I was talking to financial managers over the weekend at an event. And, you know, they're all saying the same thing. It's this coronavirus. It's the media has driven panic like this. And, you know, and really it has no effect as of right now. However, China has shut down its factories in many cases because of the coronavirus. And this is where the supply chain is going to get hit. After a period of time, if things don't come out of the supply chain, in China, since so many things are made there, it won't get to the next person. They won't have the things to sell. They won't have the other parts to put together to make a vehicle or a computer or an Apple phone or something like this. So there's where if it goes on and they keep things shut down, this is the place. This is where you have to kind of worry, which then again goes back to being able to make these produce products here back in the United States. We have one of the best healthcare systems in the world. We're number one when it handling these pandemics and these outbreaks. Okay.
All right. So, Judge Judy. This is a headline. Judge Judy ending after 25 years. Because you can't do Judge Judy show. You know, unless it's Judge Judy represents. You know,
no, they've sold all of the, they sold her book. She's got 25 years of shows in there and they sold it to CBS for guess what? $200 million.
I know. I just thought, you know,
in 2018, Judge Judy made $147 million the same year they sold the book for over $200. Now, she is she's going to pivot into another one called Judy Justice, but we don't know what that is.
All right. Now, Chris Matthews is absent from MSNBC after sexism allegations and on-air slip-ups.
Oh, after he said the Bernie winning.
Is that the racism, like the Nazis calling?
No. Yeah, that's when he said Bernie winning was like the Nazis taking Paris. Okay, that was big, and he had to go back the next day and walk that one back and apologize. But now the knives are out, and people are coming in and saying, is this the type of sexism that should go to trial? No, but he made jokes that made people uncomfortable. Or he told this woman how beautiful she was, and she says, it really, really... I was unable to do my job because he had said that I was beautiful and all these. So the knives are out. for Chris Matthews. Yeah. So, Chris, hope, you know, start looking around because it's just a matter of time.
Right.
You're going to get you.
Hey, you know, one thing I will say, you know, with all the events, and we've had several events, as you, as many of you know, in fact, we were deemed the couple that emcees every event. Excuse me. And, you know, when it's, there you go, you know, the allergies and it's windy outside and spreading right now is...
Well, excuse you.
There's nothing
I'm
better
sorry.
Than coming to bed up to my sleep
God.
Number bed.
You know, coronavirus! Coronavirus!
No, I actually, what do you want to call it?
I tried, you know what, I vaccinated myself Saturday when I
put sanitation wipes on everything.
No, I drank a six pack of Corona. Everybody knows there's the vaccine to keep you from getting the COVID-19 or whatever it's called now.
Well, anyway, it's just wonderful. And the truth is that especially sleep is so vitally important to rest your body. And when you're running around and you're doing things, if you've got kids, you're taking them to school, you have PTA events, work, et cetera. There's nothing better than getting to your sleep number bed. And last night my sleep number setting was 55, and that's a good place to start from. And I slept like a baby last night. In fact, you were going to actually let me sleep in this morning. I just jumped out of bed and said, "What?"
You levitated. It was great. I've never seen anybody levitate 3 feet up and then go 3 feet over and then your feet go down on the floor. I've
never
seen that
before. That just wasn't fair. Anyway, so sleep number. In fact, I went in there the other day next to the in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop. I did poke my head in. I wanted to see how they were doing, and it's the most beautiful store. Very futuristic in the sense that you can lay in a bed and they will tell you what your hot spots are from a computer. And that's something nice to know because as we've had ours now for about 7 years, and it's nice to be able to see how our body changes and what's going on.
Well, my sleep number setting is 65, and you can discover smart, effortless comfort with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you move through the night. This is not a bed. It's a proven quality sleep. Come on now, save up to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds for a limited time, only at the Sleep Number stores down in the Target Shopping Center. It's 7:17 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The status quo has got to go. I'm Dale Ball asking you to vote for me as your District 2 County Supervisor. As a concerned citizen, I've attended countless City Council, Board of Supervisors, and Town Hall meetings. Seeing the need to remove the mess left behind by illegal encampments, I co-founded Shasta Support Service, which has removed hundreds of tons of trash, saving local property owners thousands of dollars in fines. I never dreamed of running for political office, but realized our elected officials should reflect the community they represent. I grew up in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School, and went off to earn a paycheck each week like many of you. I believe in evidence-based solutions to improve our public safety. I have witnessed the impact of homelessness and addiction firsthand. I have seen what works and what only enables bad behavior. Are you better off than you were 12 years ago? Has the county represented your interests? I ask you to vote March 3rd for Dale Ball for District 2 County Supervisor, paid for by Dale Ball for Supervisor 2020.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order a fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Perry, OBGYN, physician, and have practiced in Reading for over 38 years. We need unity more than ever in our divided political arena. Dr. Paul DeNuca is the candidate for State Assembly District 1 to make this happen for the North State. I have known Dr. DeNuca professionally and personally for many years and can attest to his excellence in medicine, excellence with his patients and medical colleagues, and integrity as a person and a family man. He desires to make our communities great by supporting law enforcement, public safety issues, and helping to solve the crisis with homelessness. I endorse his platform with lowering taxes, encouraging more higher education to come to the North State like a UC campus, and lowering health care costs. We have a medical crisis in the North State with lack of medical providers in our area. Dr. DeNuca plans to address these issues, and in doing so, he feels this will help stimulate economic growth. I strongly urge you to vote for Dr. DeNuca on March 3rd. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
Why am I voting yes on Measure A this March 3rd? Because it will add hundreds of needed jail beds, keeping repeat criminals off the street until their court date, instead of being free to steal my neighbor's car or break into mine. I'm voting yes, so when I call the sheriff's department or local police, they can respond much faster, helping keep my family safe. I'm voting yes for the funds to hire additional prosecutors to hold criminals accountable. Visit SafeShasta.com.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure A, FPPC 1423301.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, it feels good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 2nd of March. 7:21 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number. Our guests start rolling in here in about 15 minutes. Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe from Ready Ranch Area. And then, of course, Enjoy the Magazine. It's our first Monday. They're going to be here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they've got the Da Vinci 10 surgical robot assembly there, or the Da Vinci is a surgical system that helps enable surgeons to perform. Let me start all over here. I've only been saying this for like 2 weeks. The Da Vinci surgical system helps the surgeons. It's less invasive, less recovery time, more precise, a high 3D, high definition view. Like I said, reduced pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery. All this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is number one in so many different areas, highly rated in its lack of infection in other unlike other hospitals, and the quality of their service. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice.
Yeah, okay. I was up at the doggy park recently, and of course that's kind of information central up there. So well, it is.
It's like the combat intel center.
Well, they're the ones who said that the owner of Trader Joe's passed away just a few days ago, and
the guy that started it,
right?
Yeah, I saw that.
His name was Joe, of course. And interesting, there was a wonderful article actually in the newspaper this weekend of how he
Joe Colombe
how he started Trader Joe's, and just somebody who found a niche, and if you get a chance to read up on him, it's really very interesting.
Well, yeah, he wanted to have food at reasonable cost for people.
Went directly to cut out the middleman, directly to the manufacturers, and
his family
would travel all over the world and try different wines. He's the guy that did the $2 chuck.
$2 chuck for what? Decades, and then it went up to $3 chuck.
And then he would come up with different names. He named a lot of things from his, some of the brands for his daughters, and then he started picking out weird things. And it's actually, I could pull up that article a little bit. But That was in the headline news. Another thing is about, do you really want to talk about the Israel election? Because it does affect all of us.
It is. It's big. And Netanyahu has also been accused of crimes. This is like the fifth election they've had in, 5 months, it seems like. Hopefully they'll have a breakthrough this time. And who's his opponent here?
His last name, he's Benny Gantz.
Yeah, and he's been running against Netanyahu, several times, trying to unseat him. But so far he's been unlucky. They haven't been able to put enough in their parliament seats to do that.
Europe immigration. This is, you know, when I pull up the five things you need to know. Tensions are high between Turkey and Greece after Turkey decided to allow refugees passages to Europe with the claim the country had reached its capacity. The move trampled on a 2016 deal struck with the European Union to halt migrants traveling from the Middle East towards Europe. And it also puts neighboring Greece in a difficult position. Greece has not opened its borders in response and, in fact, has beefed up security along the divide. This has created a desperate logjam of thousands of immigrants who have little access to food and shelter and could be on the precipice of a full-blown humanitarian crisis. Many of the migrants have come from Syria, where the interplay between Russia and Turkey make the situation even more complex.
Well, you know, the Turkey and Greece don't get along anyway. They've been at each other's throats for centuries. Maybe Turkey is filled with refugees. The whole refugee problem started with a misguided attempt to solve the Middle East problems under the Obama administration with Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, that saw Libya, a strongman, assassinated or taken down, and they've been at war ever since then. And of course, Syria has been at war for years because we try to take them down along with the Russians. And then, but Assad has hung on. But what it's caused is millions of refugees to head where? Right to Europe. And Europe is just not large enough to assimilate all of these millions of people. Imagine if we didn't have the oceans between us. How many would be coming? And look at how many come to our borders already.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. They're making nationalists nationalist far right nationalist groups are starting to make inroads into the elections because they're saying is that we have too many people here. Too many people in their countries. I mean, we're talking places like Sweden and Denmark and places like this. So there's an article that came out about socialism where Bernie is pushing this kind of socialism for Europe, you know, like Northern Europe has. And when you look at it, of course, you know, much smaller countries. But when you look at it, yes, they have free health care. But they also, their tax system there would impact directly on lower income, middle income people to the point where they taxes have gone up to something like almost 70% when you add the value-added tax at the end of it. I'm going to have more say on this tomorrow. I'm going to talk about socialism in Europe. And everybody says, oh, it'll be like that. It'll be like a, you know, safety nets. It won't have that big of an impact on us. Well, my friends, if you just read and you look at this, yeah, it does have a huge impact.
Okay, I'm reading something right now. Maybe you can help us. The annual Cobra Gold military exercise began in Thailand on Tuesday. The event sees thousands.
I've been in there.
U.S. troops taking part in a series of grueling and garish tasks, all in the name of survival. 29 other nations are also attending the largest event of its kind in the Asia-Pacific region, which teaches troops how to survive. In addition, around 45,000 members of the U.S. Armed Forces will be taking part in drills on land and sea. Along them will be the counterparts from Singapore, China, Japan, India, South Korea, Indonesia. It's 39th year. It lasts for 10 days. They are supposed to drink blood of decapitated cobras, which is said to be a good source of rehydrating. The body should drinking water not be available during jungle missions. Also eating tarantulas, and you can see the pictures. And just want to know, is that what goes on in the jungle stays in the jungle?
No, it's a... Cobra,
oh my gosh.
Cobra Gold has been going on for like 39 years, 39, 40 years now. And when you went over there to a difference for Cobra Gold, you get survival. You get survival classes. And part of it is, yeah, they've got cobras over there. So how do you handle a cobra? How do you kill it? And then can you eat it? Yes, of course. And drinking blood, yeah, that happens too. To hydrate your body. And there's... You know, tarantulas. Now,
remember, I have not eaten Young Frankenstein, where she goes, no tongues. Yeah. I don't know now.
I don't know. I remember also that the other way of doing it, too, of course, is if you have the habu, which is like the Okinawan cobra. They would put them into bourbon bottles, and it was called habu whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I have some.
Are you familiar with
that? Yes. Unknowingly. Thank you. It was covered with a purple satin.
Yeah, kind of like a
beautiful bottle holder.
Oh, it was. It was beautiful.
And we were drinking a sake, and it was a sake night. And somebody said, I have this wonderful collectible bottle. And we all took, you know, we had a couple rounds, and I had these beautiful sake cups that my old agent, not the agent in New York, but the of LA, but the agent in Sacramento, gave me these beautiful sake cups that you could blow on, and they whistled. So we were all whistling in the sake cups, and he served us, and we all drank it. Wow, this is not like sake. Well, let me try another one. Then he pulls the purple satin cover down, and there's a snake in the bottle. I mean, I literally...
The screams. The screams were... I was familiar with that when he said, this comes smoking out. I mean, I knew what it was, even though he had it covered up. Anyway, hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our friends from Ready Rancheria. It's 7:31 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
And necessities, forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life wherever I'm.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi.
We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
My name is Krigel Murrah. I am a senior deputy district attorney here in the North State. I am personally endorsing Dr. DeNuca for California State Assembly. I have known Dr. DeNuca and his family for years. I also know that Dr. DeNuca enjoys a reputation as an outstanding physician who cares deeply about our community and the issues affecting it. Dr. DeNuca is committed to making it safer for all of us by addressing the issues that matter to us, such as homelessness. During my time as a prosecutor, I've seen time and time again how homelessness contributes to the crisis of public health, safety, and security. As someone who has raised his family in the North State, Dr. DeNuca is personally invested in making our community safer. Not only that, but he has both the compassion and leadership skills to get it done. I can personally vouch for his integrity and commitment, and I hope that you will join me in supporting Dr. DeNuca. My name is Craig O'Mara, and I am personally endorsing Dr. DeNuca for State Assembly. This message was paid for by P.K. Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire. Oh, I love that song. Where you are.
It's happy.
I mean, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR,
so Stadium Anthem
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been there with us since 1982. They've won so many best in the North States that it's, it was 13 or 14 last time I counted up, free monthly health seminars there that you can go to, or you can go online at OrchardNutrition.com/past seminars. That ones they have covers everything. And, of course, everything they have is 100% certified organic produce, meat, and their supplements. You can have it all at Orchard Nutrition, and they have your best interest at heart.
Hey, we were handed something from our producer, and it's an allergy tracker. I mean, you heard me sneeze a couple times earlier on. It's not like I suffer from severe allergies, but there is an allergy tracker, and what it's showing is that you can see the blooms are coming out on the trees. Our tree, according to this, has got tree pollen, grass pollen, and ragweed pollen. Our tree pollen is extremely high right now. It's almost like it's 75%, like the circle is almost closed. So as we just know this whole week, the tree pollen will be high. So don't, you know, try to not think, oh my gosh, I'm getting coronavirus. I have allergies. Okay, now, really, in the studio, and I wish we had a drum roll, is one of my favorite people in the whole world, and I mean this, because it's Maria Orozco. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. And you have done so much in our community, along with Reading Rancheria. You donate. You emcee, you show up, but so much is done behind the scenes. And I think that Carl and I right now would like to take this time with you to, I mean, we do have Jack Potter coming on. We're going to be talking about other things later this week. But right now I ask if you would come on, and we know that your counterpart is stuck in an airport. Otherwise, she would have been here today, and that is happening.
Right.
Flights are delighted. You know, if you're connecting, sometimes are delighted. But first of all, what would you like to begin this program today with? And welcome to our morning show.
Good morning. Thank you. So I came in to talk about our wonderful Reading Rancheria Community Fund, not only the fund, the big event that happens. I would like to bring that up more, but it's completely sold out.
And you had to add two tables on top of that. So imagine 54
tables on the floor, which has never happened.
Right.
And then 16 up. Two tables of eight upstairs.
So amazing. Amazing.
But luckily, the big, huge side of the auction will be in that VIP room.
Okay.
It's a little different this year. The entertainment has been kind of secretive.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you going to be out there?
No, I sure will not.
Oh. I remember the time that that Gary and I were the entertainment out there.
Yes.
And it took me 2 days to get the paint off.
And you've
it
danced.
It literally took me 2 days to get the paint off. Because I forget which one that was, but we were sitting there.
You guys were the Joker.
We were the Joker, that's right. And they face sprayed us. And, I mean, it was like, close your eyes. And then it happened, and then okay, open your eyes. Okay, close them again.
Well, the fun thing is
gosh, it was great, though. I mean, you know, if Hayward's going to be out there, he was having me with him. Okay,
right.
Okay,
right.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, the fun thing is that not only – You know, in fact, I did send out an email to my group and said, you know, it's even though we're having fun and it's the famous glow, is that the big picture here is why we're attending this event. And you always make it fun, and people always go get very competitive with, you know, like a Star Wars theme or an intergalactic theme or a superhero theme or a Roaring Twenties theme. And so we've always gone all out. But the big picture is on this evening, you are going to be announcing two, not just one, but two. Am I correct in that?
We will be giving one $10,000 award this year. Somebody stood out. One organization stood out. There's going to be some more money given out during the entertainment.
Right.
The surprise entertainment.
Okay. There you go.
So it'll be a great night. Now,
last year, let me see. I think the last, let's see, it was 2018 winners were the French Gulch Whiskeytown Elementary School in the Lewiston Community Services District. The ones you picked, I have a list of them here, and I can go over them, but all of them. But the first one was the Shasta Women's Refuge, mm-hmm. which then went on to become One Safe Place. You all have been helping people for a long time, and it's accumulated now to $3.4 million.
That's what we want to get down to. And the fact is that after the evening is over, and you select, there's all different kinds of tables of nonprofits that are there, and you begin the next year
right away.
So much goes into the planning. Mm-hmm. So let's. Go where you want to go, because I want us to hear all of what Marie has to say in this moment.
So we were blessed to have 71 organizations in 2019 receive funds. It goes about $200,000, $220,000 a year, two rounds. Our advisory board meets. It is so hard to say no, but when you're solicited about $800,000, per round, which shows that our county and we service Shasta and Trinity County, that they need money. They're in need. They have things that they've had, you know, dropped from their budgets, things that are important that we think. And we, when they call and ask, hey, you know, we want to solicit for this fund, what do you think? Okay, what do you think more about this? I know I'd like to ask about a roof, you know, leaking and helping and that kind of thing. And I said, I'd like to steer them towards more that, something that somebody else would not fund that is big that we could do. Our grants are from $500 to $10,000, so it's pretty easy for us to choose.
Well, like, for instance, let's just throw a few out there, and I'm going to, you know, there's how many in front of us here? There's just
93,
two lists. Okay. Yeah. Let's say.
I'm sorry, 33 local organizations.
Exodus
71
Farms.
71 between the two. These are
right.
Two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Exodus
that's right.
Farms Ministry. There is, for instance, because these are like 1,000, 5,500, 2,800, 500, 2,000. Anyway, I'm picking this one out. To purchase a pallet for brick fire pit and outdoor propane heater, new sand for outdoor riding arena. Okay, we know what the Exodus Farms Ministry does. That is, they're phenomenal. Actually, all of these are. You've got Burney Elementary, Burney High School, Cottonwood Community Park, Golden Age Center to upgrade the security system, Girls Inc. of the Northern Sacramento Valley to purchase desk chairs and a projector, Manzanita Elementary School, NorCal Alliance for the Missing, One Safe Place, Pathways to Hope for Children.
There's a lot.
I mean the list goes on.
See that $10,000 Northern California Veterans Museum.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? And let's talk about that one for a second. This is, you know, people think, well, it's, you know, help construct it. No, that's not what it's for. It's to help the widows and to help veterans that are in emergency status with getting things like maybe a porch repaired or a wheelchair ramp done or food and these things. No, it's not to build. He's got a separate fund for that. Bob Burrows does.
This particular one says to provide emergency services, comma, holiday meals, comma, emergency food services and advocacy to veterans and widows. See, these mm-hmm. are the kinds of things that when we talk about that we feel like you're basically the unsung heroes in a certain way, and people get, some people say or do or whatever, and I'm like, you have because we get to see these details, which, of course, probably are somewhere anybody can see them. But for the schools, for so many of these nonprofits, Rough Out Ranch Foundation, the Arts Council, YMCA. You know, the YMCA is a beautiful program. $10,000 to the YMCA, partially to fund the replacement of the roof of the Wellness Center and indoor basketball court. And that affects a lot of families that are in lower income that can't afford, and their grants for people just to get their kids out. Maybe they can't be on the playground after school. The YMCA does beautiful things for children and families together.
Wings of Angels. Okay.
You know, one more important one to us was the Anderson Police Department, so they could start combating human trafficking.
Okay. Mm. Now, and we've got to take a break here, but the we could go on and on. In fact, probably maybe too much, but. Never too much, but to the extent of seeing every, when people hear them over, but when you talk about every one of these are grants that come up, people apply for the grants. You all have done so many things for veterans. If I could, we have other organizations around here that have money that don't do 10% of what you do for the veterans.
Right.
And it's nice to know that Lorraine Rancheria has her back on these. We're going to take a quick break on this portion of the show. We're here with Maria Roscoe from Reading Rancheria. We're talking about this big event that sold out March 7th, so if you don't have tickets, that's too bad.
But it's nice to know about it.
I have seen, costumes that are coming from KCNR.
Oh, yeah.
That are coming there. It's always,
others.
It's every year after it, next year we'll just kind of go put on a Lone Ranger mask. And that lasts for, several months, and then it's going to be glow. And I said, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. And, not exactly, but, they could be. It could be. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in the business for over a quarter of a century. It's a better-known business that does provides outstanding service for any type of heating and cooling systems. Their guys and girls are really pros. Show up on time. Fix it. Make sure that it's taken care of. Come in, and they come in for our place every 6 months to change the filters, make sure the air ducts are working, the thermostats are doing what they're supposed to do, in and out in 30 minutes. And it does it helps keep our cost of electricity down. It makes sure all of our systems are working right. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with the Maria Roscoe, 7:47 in the morning here on the 2nd of March.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
My name is Nick Wallingford, and I have personally known Dr. Paul DeNuca for almost 7 years. I have been a career firefighter for 14 years and have been assigned to countless wildfires, including both the car and the camp. Things are getting worse, but it's not too late to turn things around and prevent that level of devastation from happening again. We need leadership that promotes proper forest management and fire prevention planning. As a neighbor and doctor who has cared for the victims of these fires, Dr. Paul DeNuca understands this, and that's why I am proud to endorse him for assemblymen.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. As a soldier and leader, I work with some of the best men and women in the world. In all of them, I saw a love of country and patriotism that I see in my good friend, Dr. Paul DeNuca. As a doctor, businessman, and patriot, he fights for everybody in our community and continues to focus on important issues, affordable health care, job training, and homeless relief that gets and keeps people off the street. I'm retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, and I endorse my friend, Dr. Paul DeNuca, for Assemblyman District 1.
Paid for by PK Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
The status quo has got to go. I'm Dale Ball asking you to vote for me as your District 2 County Supervisor. As a concerned citizen, I've attended countless City Council, Board of Supervisors, and Town Hall meetings. Seeing the need to remove the mess left behind by illegal encampments, I co-founded Shasta Support Service, which has removed hundreds of tons of trash, saving local property owners thousands of dollars in fines. I never dreamed of running for political office, but realized our elected officials should reflect the community they represent. I grew up in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School, and went off to earn a paycheck each week like many of you. I believe in evidence-based solutions to improve our public safety. I have witnessed the impact of homelessness and addiction firsthand. I have seen what works and what only enables bad behavior. Are you better off than you were 12 years ago? Has the county represented your interests? I ask you to vote March 3rd for Dale Ball for District 2 County Supervisor. Paid for by Dale Ball for Supervisor 2020.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Denim. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Confetti has fallen from the roof. If you've not seen this before, Maria Roscoe's in the house, and we're here talking about the wonderful event. But today is her birthday. Do you know how blessed we all are that she took the day she was born, the day you celebrate, the days we take off from work and go do your thing that you know makes you happy. And she's here this morning because the love in her heart is really for the community. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you too.
And when I said you really were one of our favorite people, I mean that in all of the four corners of the honesty of my heart.
Ditto.
There you go.
Right back at you.
So not okay. $33 million. Maybe it's a 33.3.
We're with Maria Roscoe.
What am I talking about?
We're here
about?
From Redding Rancheria. We're talking about the Redding Rancheria Fund, Community Fund. They're having the big. It's a big gala on the Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be where they, you know, the people have had money all through the year. The 33 different organizations and 71. I keep looking at one of them, and there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's 71 organizations, and the amount of money that's been allocated to each one, you get 800.
Over $800,000.
Over $800,000 mm-hmm. worth of grants, or you know, grants they'd like you to fulfill, and you'd love to do that, but you can't, you know, of course. But the gala itself is sold out. You've added more tables. You've got more people there than you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's working, and you're going to give a $10,000 special mm-hmm. surprise to somebody that's already had a grant,
mm-hmm.
and but now it's going to be $10,000 more.
Yeah.
Plus, there's going to be other money given to other groups
mm-hmm.
during the evening. the philosophy of Redding Rancheria about this.
So in 2002, it was interesting, you know, our marketing department, which was me then, said, you know, we need to put all the charitable donations through here and do this and that. We said, actually, we need to partner with somebody who can take care of all the logistics and the background checks to see if that's even a nonprofit in Shasta or Trinity County. And then we were begging people to come to the, through the fund, solicit the fund, get your grants through this fund. And our first year, Gary's like, reward them. Give them a gift, $10,000. So he started it in 2002, and it's just grown from raising $14,000 to almost $60,000, and all proceeds benefit the fund.
Mm-hmm.
So we can raise $50,000 in sponsorships and in-kind $30,000, and whatever money we raise, we give right back. So it's amazing.
Again, since the inception, $3.4 million. So my question is, when somebody applies for the grant,
mm-hmm.
and you go to, I don't know, what do you go into like a think tank for a while, and then in that week, or is it something that throughout the year you decide? How does that process work?
So right now, any nonprofit in Shasta and Trinity County, please go to www.shasta, R as in Reading, C as in Cat, F as in Frank.org, and look up the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. It's a 2-page application. The application will be coming in March to our advisory board. It takes us 2 hours. We choose who we're going to go site visit. We choose the yeses, the based on need, maybe we can resubmit, please, or the Really, you're asking for that. There's some crazy stuff.
I bet you get asked for some things that are like, well, I'd like to have a new saddle. And
there's been interesting, but most people now it's really neat. Now we're okay. Yeah. What's you guys get down with? What is it your most need? So by the second round, we already know who's picked, and their money is granted, and they get the checks from the Shasta Regional.
Well, you know, Shasta County Arts Council received a grant for Indigenous Peoples exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great thing. On something like that, I have not seen one in our area.
Right.
So this is cool.
Right.
And is it, the exhibit's going to be just right across the street. So again, it has something to do with our local population to help the people here. And as we've gone over these, so many different things, from the Northern California Veterans Museum to schools, mm-hmm. to things from providing meals to veterans to iPads
mm-hmm.
for schools or computers for schools, because they don't have the money to buy the computers. And today's education concepts, there's so many things.
Music programs.
A music program.
We go buy them their saxophones, the big, huge ones that we know cost lots of money. We site visit these locations. We've gone to Bernie. We've gone to Shingletown. We've everywhere just to go see, okay, tell us more about your, what you're asking for. And usually if you get a site visit, you get a grant, so...
That's just amazing. Again, let's talk about, you've got the Empire Hotel, mm-hmm. Alcoholic Rehab Center. This is to purchase pillowcases and bath towels. Something that simple, $1,500 towards that. The Bernie Water District, the Better Choices, DBA Ready for Life, Ascend Wilderness Experience, Anderson, like you say, Anderson Little League. I mean, the list goes on. Somebody may need shoulder pads, or somebody may need, something to help, with, maybe it's a putting up a ramp for disabled, anybody.
Security systems for different buildings. As we need a lot of security systems.
So we have 3 minutes left. The program's flown by. Happy birthday once
Thank
again.
You.
You're a beautiful human being. We appreciate you taking your time to come on today. And what would you like to close with?
I just, want to tell the community, thank you guys for all your support. I know there's a lot going on right now, and we're just pushing through. We're not changing a thing. We're just doing what we've been doing for 26 years. So,
okay, well, let me just say this in my little editorial here, is that you all have been great neighbors to our community. You all have stood up when others haven't. You've provided funds for a DA. For quality of life, you've done, Reading Rancheria is you are part of our community.
Right.
So, people need to kind of remember this as time goes on here, is that you've been a great neighbor to us for a long time. Right. And to think that all of a sudden things you're going to change overnight is just unrealistic.
I think people thought that, actually, that we would, okay, you know, there may be a couple of difference of opinions, and you guys are going to, we know you guys, hot-headed, you guys are going to stop. Oh, I can't believe some of the things that I've heard, but no. Mm.
You're here for the long haul.
Yes.
You all have been. Red Rancheria has been here for centuries. It's not going to leave.
Yeah, we're not going away.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much, and happy birthday to just a wonderful person.
We will see you Saturday night for the wonderful event.
Yes.
The Glow event.
When you see the costume.
Well, it's going to be fun. The whole thing is just really in spirit of the community coming together and celebrating all that the Reading Rancheria Community Fund does for our community.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we've got Enjoy with us. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Market's trying to shake off coronavirus jitters and doing a pretty good job in early trading right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up close to 400 points. NASDAQ is up by 100. The S&P 500 up by 36. Bearing in mind, last week the market suffered its worst decline since 2008 because of coronavirus fears. Meanwhile, health officials in Washington State today say a second person has died from the coronavirus, and researchers say it may have been circulating for weeks undetected. That's causing some concerns for people like this woman who spoke to KOMO-TV.
We don't know how you get it. We have no protection against it. So that's something to worry about.
The latest victim, the man in his 70s, died on Saturday. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, trying to reassure Americans the federal government is working to make sure state and local authorities are able to test for coronavirus in their communities. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
Assurances by Vice President Mike Pence come as the number of U.S. cases grow, with reports of the first infections in Illinois and Rhode Island. Pence, along with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, say thousands more kits to test for coronavirus have been distributed to state and local officials, with thousands more to come.
That is Shelley Adler reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide a lawsuit that threatens the Obama-era Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare.
For the third time, the constitutionality of Obamacare will be argued before the nation's highest court. Justices probably will hear arguments in the fall, with a decision likely in the spring of 2021 after the presidential election. 20 states have appealed a lower court ruling that struck down part of the health care law as unconstitutional. The Trump administration favors a total repeal of the law.
And that report from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How many times have you invested in something and realized a couple of months down the line that it's not all you were told? They forgot a couple of key details. They didn't exactly tell you what was going to happen. Sound familiar? I'm Colin Plume, and I'm president of Noble Gold Investments, and I hate these stories. I set up Noble Gold Investments with a team that I personally trust to serve you as you learn more about investing in precious metals. Whether you're a millionaire or whether you're struggling to get a handle on your investments, we have thousands of clients in every income bracket. Noble Gold Investments customizes the recommended solution to fit your unique situation. We help our clients with their 401ks, their IRAs, even with collector's gold and silver that they want to keep at home for emergencies, or maybe an investment away from the banks. We'll safeguard your wealth and we'll make sure you're okay whatever happens out there in the markets. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The Orange County Register reporting that Santa Ana, California police officers fatally shot an armed man yesterday afternoon inside a church. Santa Ana Police Chief David Valentine says officers had to shoot the man before he could injure or kill anybody else.
Other witnesses that reported that he was distraught and potentially suicidal.
Those comments airing on KNBC TV. And one police corporal says the shooting took place shortly after the officers were flagged down and told somebody inside the building had a gun. Spending on U.S. construction projects rose to an all-time high in January, helped by strong gains for home construction and government building projects. Commerce Department says construction spending increased 1.8% in January. American factories expanded in February for the second straight month, despite disruptions caused by the
coronavirus outbreak. Those numbers out today from the Institute for Supply Management. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Electioneering takes to the skies.
President Trump's campaign is planning to fly a blimp over swing states to get its message out and to collect reams of data. The blimp with Trump logos set to fly between May and July and will encourage Trump supporters to text the campaign. The aim is to help refine the campaign's already voluminous data on voters in key states. The unconventional advertising strategy, born in part out of the campaign's record fundraising, which has given aides freedom to explore novel ways to reach voters. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Jack Welch, who became chairman and CEO of General Electric and led it for two decades, has passed away. The 84-year-old Welch died of kidney failure late yesterday. Under Welch, GE grew its market value from $12 billion to $410 billion, determined to win by busting up bureaucratic complacency. He earned the title of Manager of the Century and Neutron Jack for cutting jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 2nd of March. We gave up on February, and now we're going to start all over in March. 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. I'm waving at her. We have Sally on the phone, but first Linda's going to give us the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Let's tell you about today. Sunny with a high near 72 and our overnight lows of 46. Our highs of tomorrow will be a sunny day with 79 and overnight lows of 47. And Wednesday calls for a sunny day again, beautiful skies with 78, overnight lows of 47. Thursday, 73, and Thursday night, lows of 48. We do have a wind advisory with a high near with our 72 today with 7 to 12 miles per hour increasing to maybe 16 to 21 miles per hour in the afternoon. Some of these wind gusts could get up to 28 miles per hour. That's according to our National Weather Service, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Looking forward to tomorrow.
It's vote day.
Voting day, yes. And I just wanted to invite your listeners to come. We are going to do a Get Out the Vote rally in support of Patrick Jones and Dr. DeNuca this morning on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop from 11:30 to 12:30. So inviting people to come out, bring your flags if you have a sign. If not, we'll have signs for people, and they can come out and wave a flag for a candidate tonight.
Okay. You know what? Here's the thing is, I think all parties, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, far right, far left, indecisive or whatever, needs to come out tomorrow and vote. It's such an important right we have in our country, and I know you guys feel that way.
Absolutely.
It really does. Let's just get out and vote. Okay.
And tonight, we're going to be talking about the new Greater Idaho movement. I don't know if you've heard about that, but it's a movement that started up in Oregon wanting Idaho to basically annex some counties out of Oregon into Idaho. And they've also included the northern part of California. So we're going to be talking about that.
Wait a minute. Do we want that?
It will take a long time if they succeed. I mean, a lot of people from California are moving to Idaho.
Oh, my gosh. We had a realtor on one day. He says, you have repopulated a whole town in Idaho.
Yeah. I don't think they're appreciating it.
Well, it depends. If they're coming from Southern California and they're wanting to have their, the Southern California ways, yeah, it's starting to offend people. But you come in from Northern California and you tell them immediately, hey, I'm from Northern California. So they give you grace for like 10 days to see what that means. Reversion Selma, when he was here, he wanted to annex annex ourselves to Texas to be their Pacific Coast part of Texas. Not a bad idea. Okay. Hey, okay, Sally, thank you so much.
All right, that's tonight.
Tell everybody to get out the vote.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, hey, by the way, you're going to see a bunch of people. Mimi Mosley ran in here earlier today and said that they're out on Pine and 44 with their vote yes on A. You know what? And this show today, of course, is not political, but vote yes on A, if I can say that.
We're not supposed to take sides.
No, we do on this one.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. We've taken sides on this one. This is the one that's going to help our community.
Okay.
I was going to say, isn't that what your show's, I mean, what a lot of your stuff on your channel is about?
Well, we have shows that take, we do have shows.
We're in a political era this year, and we have,
well,
no,
we are not, to,
we
don't
can't
endorse
people.
We don't endorse people. We can endorse
Measure A.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just like we endorsed the Sheridan, just like we endorsed the Civic Auditorium being taken over by Bethel to save us $1 million.
I personally am voting yes on Measure A. That's my stance.
Now,
let's do our introductions, because we're going to vote yes on the Enjoy magazine and Enjoy the Store.
Right.
We do advocate, not only do they have a Thursday night once a month show here on North State now, but they come in once a month, the first Monday of the month. And we just so much appreciate Rhonda Alvey and James Masada and all of the staff and all that you've done. We've been with you since day one as we celebrated 10 years.
Yeah.
You've been right there with
us. You've been with us during the Anselmo era when we were going to launch a TV show, and then and then Reverge got sued by everybody. So I don't think I can afford this now. And I went, okay. And
but, then, you know, we love it when your magazine comes out. We can talk about it. And you support the arts. And you know, we see things happening in the downtown Reading area.
Mm-hmm.
And people out at nighttime, and there is
this week
activity.
It was crazy. I was at the shop late doing some work and came out, and it was like the downtown was just flooded with
people.
People
are walking around and
shopping.
I tell
you what,
our
house, when Linda bought the home, she bought the home because of the way it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't think you're
it's
really thinking
home.
Location.
No,
but
I was pulled by
so,
a heart, and it was an emotional buy.
It worked out so well for us. One is it's so close to the studio.
Never even thought about it. Didn't even know it was going to have
business.
Well,
we didn't even know we were going to be on radio at that point.
I was going to live in Reading.
And then and then now, with all these things going on, we can literally walk down the street.
Yep.
It's like maybe an 8-minute walk, maybe 10. Depending on how slow we walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come down here, you've got all of this downtown, and you just walk back up.
Go to the Enjoy Store.
And I tell you what, REU just relighted our street.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You can play baseball. Yours too. They're out there doing it. You can play baseball.
The LEDs.
The LEDs.
There's
that
bright light.
We're just wondering about our across the street neighbors, and Michelle's always listening. So, you know, their bedroom's upstairs. Does that
have to close
the shutters?
But it's a safety issue. It's amazing because there was a whole area in front of our house that was pitch black. Mm-hmm. And one time
they did our whole street.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they did our street, too.
They did the entire street and left our pole that's in our front yard unchanged. And I was really not happy.
Did you already have a light on there?
There was a light on it.
But not as bright as the other one.
No, there were the old ones. So I called them and I said, what gives? You did the whole street. I mean, we live downtown as
right.
well.
Yeah,
we
right.
live in the garden track.
Right.
Yeah.
So we live on Sequoia, and Sequoia's a really long street.
Right.
And I was like, what gives? You did the whole street but left our light.
Right.
And
yellow.
And they said, oh, well, we'll eventually get to it. Thankfully, the light burned out like 3 days later.
Oh, boy.
So I got to call and give them the pole number and said, our light's out. And then they came and fixed
right.
it.
And then did they notice it was a pellet gun and had taken it out?
Yeah, right. It crossed my mind.
Funny.
Well, Dan Bean was on one morning, and we were talking about, you know, lighting. And he said on the show, he says, no, we're in the process of putting, you know, lighting our streets up. And he said, if you go to our website, and you need lighting, you know, let us know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned it that
he wrote the address down. He said we're on Chestnut because there were two or three lights that were. It was very dark. And, you know, we're on one of the older streets with the Victorians and stuff. Anyway, welcome to the show. This
Thank
is
you.
Our enjoy moment. And, of course, and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
And Measure A.
And Measure A.
That's what we're talking about. That
tomorrow when we go to vote.
Well, you know, you all are just downtown. And you see.
We get the brunt of it.
You get the brunt of it. That's right. And so,
and I'm a retailer, and you know, I know that that's an additional cost to anything that we purchase, but really in the scheme of things. And I just am, I got a little bit tired of listening to sometimes the other side where people are arguing, you know, that it, they're always saying that the money's not going to be spent where it is. And I get that. Believe me.
Right.
I get the government has done that. And so, right. Once bitten, twice shy kind of
right.
thing. But I know Joe very well, and he's the spearheading this project. And I worked with him for years. He was the vice president of my father's business. Rhonda knows him. We know his whole family and kids. Yeah. And I can sit down and have a conversation with Joe, and Joe is never going to lie to your face.
Or behind you.
Yeah. And so for him to tell me and sit down and take the time to personally talk to me about the whole program and how the money's going to be spent and what it can do and how it's protected and all that.
Well,
I trust
if
Joe's
this was
word.
If this was just going to be a general, let's just put it in a general fund, I would be leading the fight against it.
Yeah.
But I'm not. And I'm firmly convinced that this is going to be good. So let's take a quick break and let's get back into it, because I know the first story I want to talk about.
Yes, you do. I know.
Is what? What's it called?
It's called Back at the Barn.
All right. Okay.
Bourbon.
Oh, okay.
8:15 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Speaking of locally owned, locally operated, it's Cornerstone Community Bank. Highly dedicated team of professionals that are committed to helping you. Two branches right here in Reading at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Stop in and see how. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, perhaps even Enjoy the Empire.
I'm Dr. Tom Perry, OBGYN, physician, and have practiced in Reading for over 38 years. We need unity more than ever in our divided political arena. Dr. Paul DeNuca is the candidate for State Assembly District 1 to make this happen for the North State. I have known Dr. DeNuca professionally and personally for many years and can attest to his excellence in medicine, excellence with his patients and medical colleagues, and integrity as a person and a family man. He desires to make our communities great by supporting law enforcement, public safety issues, and helping to solve the crisis with homelessness. I endorse his platform with lowering taxes, encouraging more higher education to come to the North State like a UC campus, and lowering health care costs. We have a medical crisis in the North State with lack of medical providers in our area. Dr. DeNuca plans to address these issues, and in doing so, he feels this will help stimulate economic growth. I strongly urge you to vote for Dr. DeNuca on March 3rd. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The status quo has got to go. I'm Dale Ball asking you to vote for me as your District 2 County Supervisor. As a concerned citizen, I've attended countless City Council, Board of Supervisor, and Town Hall meetings. Seeing the need to remove the mess left behind by illegal encampments, I co-founded Shasta Support Service, which has removed hundreds of tons of trash, saving local property owners thousands of dollars in fines. I never dreamed of running for political office, but realized our elected officials should reflect the community they represent. I grew up in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School, and went off to earn a paycheck each week like many of you. I believe in evidence-based solutions to improve our public safety. I have witnessed the impact of homelessness and addiction firsthand. I have seen what works and what only enables bad behavior. Are you better off than you were 12 years ago? Has the county represented your interests? I ask you to vote March 3rd for Dale Ball for District 2 County Supervisor. Paid for by Dale Ball for Supervisor 2020.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
What's new, Pussycat? What's new, Enjoy Magazine? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's the 2nd of March, 2020, 8:19 in the morning, 44 degrees. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this segment. You know, Jeff's been doing this for well over a quarter of a century. He's from the old school, a veteran-owned business. He fixes it, and he guarantees it. Don't fool around with your family safety. Go see Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373.
Okay, I know you want to talk about, we're going to go back to the barn, but let's start with the title, Clear the Clutter, Simplify and Find Joy
so
in the Little Things.
You've been
things.
Listening to our conversations at home. What, do you have a listening device in there?
Carl wants
what
me to it? Take a month off work.
Wouldn't
and
that be so
stay
nice?
And stay and do every.
This is the last day she's here.
Every single room, because it's an accumulation. We've been there now. Yeah. I've never lived this long in anywhere in my life, and neither has Carl.
Or been married this long.
True. So let's see. 2006, I moved into this house, and we were married in 2008. So we kind of switched rooms around. Everybody, this is not about us or me, but. This is about a new 2020, a new decade, a new, does this serve you? Does this not serve you as we go into this new world?
Hence the reason for this issue, which is the March 2020 issue. This is issue 162 of Enjoy Magazine, and it is called Clear the Clutter, Simplify and Find Joy in the Little Things.
Right. Ooh. So when you walk into a room, in any room in your house, and if you need to go to a file or find a vacuum bag or find a cleaner. You know,
or a screwdriver.
Or any of those things. Yeah. You know, oh, I know where that is. You know, there's something about that takes away all the wires that are out there
where
that are crossed and crazy.
Where is my turkey hunting gear? It's like a huge bag.
This is called, I want to start off, if you guys don't mind, with page 15. And if you don't have the magazine in front of you, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, you can go online. And we love to have you go to the enjoymagazine.com. They have some of these articles or all
into,
of their
you
articles.
You can come into the station and pick up one or two or three copies.
They're all over.
This is called a clean sweep. Get it organized with a little help from the pros. You know, I'm actually thinking that I may hire somebody to help me because I can't.
You might get it done in, like, say, 18 days versus a month.
I know. I can't see certain things. And you need somebody who's not attached.
Well, so let me just share with you. Okay. This is my mom, who lives in Visalia, has a good friend that this is what she does as well. She's a professional
organizer.
And then what she also does is she's also a professional estate.
She
puts together the auctions.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
right?
Great.
So what she can do is she can come in and actually go through a project and do all the help and organizing. And then if you choose, she can help you put together as little as a yard sale.
Right.
You know, that kind of a scenario. But with that said, my mother lost her husband and,
after many years.
After many years. And so she was floundering and just like, what am I supposed to do with this house? And I have to downsize and, you know.
And what do I do? Because this cup represents 1962 in a memory.
So the,
you're like, how many memories? Well, you know, after that
exactly
many gazillion
right.
years, you got a lot of memories.
Yeah. So that was the whole thing is like dividing things up, setting a system in place that says, you know, keep or, you know, donate or, you know, discard, you know, mm-hmm. or recycle or whatever.
Right.
So, but yes, somebody from the outside doesn't have that attachment makes it, it was for her, it was,
you need
you know.
To almost have somebody do that because You know, I've got cups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cups you pick up at different places from different commands. You know, one means something because everybody, you know, the guy that gave us all these cups and mm-hmm. put our names on it was killed in Beirut. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of
I would dare not give that away.
And so I have that one. Then I've got one from a SEAL team that I worked with.
And there's nothing wrong with having those things.
Right. But there's like 50 others.
Yeah. And
like,
then you start having
shot glasses
from around the world.
I got rid of like two-thirds of them.
That's why we were going to go to the bourbon article.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's these two gals that are going to give classes at Shasta College.
Yes.
And so there's local people that you probably could actually hire.
These two women here are here locally, and they are available to come into your home and do that. But like you said, they also are doing classes out at the college if you mm-hmm. want to try to tackle it yourself.
This is going to be a show. We should bring them in mm-hmm. and talk mm-hmm. about this because everybody, I think, you know, beginning of the year, it's spring. It's time to go through all stuff.
What is it, March 19th is officially, and they're like, time like the present. Yep. That's why they call it spring cleaning.
And one of the women was featured on the TV show Hoarding, Buried Alive.
Oh, God, that show is...
I looked at one of them. I looked at one of those shows, and I just said,
I can't watch them.
I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Well,
my one's our favorite when they find, like, the pets.
Oh, God.
And they were there for years, but they were dead and buried, and they became part of the pile.
Okay, so now let's talk about the barn.
Let's move to page 35 on that one.
Let's go to the barn.
Whoa. Back at the barn.
So this is a really fun article on page 35. It's called Back at the Barn, Green Barn Whiskey Kitchen in Red Bluff. So this is a restaurant that's been around there since 1959. And they just fairly recently went through a whole remodel, and they've kind of brought it back to a traditional kind of steakhouse. Of course, they have great variety, but, you know, they recognize that
date night.
This is the town that they live in. They are beef eaters and cattlemen and women. And,
of course. Roundup is coming up.
Yep.
They wanted to honor that, and, you know, so it talks about, you know, steak and lobster and shrimp and all that kind of stuff, but that they make a mean steak, and a lot of the stuff comes directly from the local meat producer there.
A&R,
yeah. And then they also work with Julia's farm stand for fruits and vegetables, and also they get their seasonal vegetables from, was it Greenville? Is that what I thought I said?
I think that's what
Yeah. And so, but the owner, one of the owners, is originally from Kentucky.
Yes.
So he likes the whole Kentucky barbecue, bourbon-based. And so that's also a flip side of the restaurant that they brought in was, you know, that whole traditional bourbon.
Yeah, because it says we do a lot of old-style bourbon recipes. He says, noting that a favorite cookbook is called Eat Your Bourbon by Matt Jamie. Whiskey shows up in sauces and dressings and a special mushroom butter saute for steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
65 different bourbons there.
Ooh.
So you could go there 65 days.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not a big.
I'm a bourbon guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a wine person.
No.
At all.
I'm not a big drinker. So bourbon whiskey is mm-hmm. is it? I mean,
not my thing.
I know, but you know.
So is whiskey bourbon or bourbon whiskey? I mean, what's the?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. If it's from Scotland, it'll be it's your Scotch, and bourbon has to be a certain way. If it comes from back, it'd be called bourbon. It has to be aged at a certain level and all these things.
So the category is whiskey, but there's different genres of whiskey. Bourbon versus
and I'm no
Scotch.
Big expert on it, but you know, if we do every so often, we'll do a bourbon tasting. Mm-hmm. You know, some of our friends, and they'll pour different ones that you can taste. We did that, not that long ago over at the Squire Room.
I guess it was last year,
but they did that. So, hey, we got to take – I'm sorry, what?
No, I just wanted to let you know, for a whiskey to call itself a bourbon, the mixture must have at least 51% corn.
Yes, that's what it is. It's corn. It's
there
the corn.
You go.
Thank you for that, because I knew there was a percentage in it, and it has to be aged. And
Thank you for Wikipedia behind the glass.
There she is. she's ready. She's ready. Like, I don't drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am Mosley Cellars, which is outstanding. You know, sometimes I'll drink a white wine.
Mm-hmm.
We went to an event the other night that they were bringing in all this wine, and it was expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just give me a Jack on the rocks.
Yeah.
And that's what I drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So this is great. This is something to go down and try.
And another thing, too, about this gentleman who owns the whiskey barn is he's –
community oriented, yes. and he's very generous. So, just a great guy.
And I wanted to point out, we keep saying he. I think he's in a partnership with
a lady.
With a lady too, and yeah. I just want to make sure that people. Yeah.
They have a monthly paint night with artist Lacey Wilson, who guides them through an art piece with craft cocktail compliment.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make people aware that they have this is a partnership and that there's another person involved that's making this great stuff happen.
Bambi
now.
Shoemaker.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Bambi. Yeah. Cool name. Who names your kids Bambi?
Who else? Do we know another? Oh, no, that's not Bambi. I was going to say, I knew another.
Break time.
Yeah. I had to take a break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're so happy to have Enjoy here. This is a good way to start the month with Maria Roscoe talking about the great things Ready Rancheria does for our community and how many people they've helped in all this. Another great event right here is Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman in Reading. You'll see the other stores will bring in their watches to be fixed there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Rebecca and Henry are just super people there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Monday through Friday. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
I got my ticket for the long way round. To buy the whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm
My name is Craig O'Mara. I am a senior deputy district attorney here in the North State. I am personally endorsing Dr. DeNuca for California State Assembly. I have known Dr. DeNuca and his family for years. I also know that Dr. DeNuca enjoys a reputation as an outstanding physician who cares deeply about our community and the issues affecting it. Dr. DeNuca is committed to making it safer for all of us by addressing the issues that matter to us, such as homelessness. During my time as a prosecutor, I've seen time and time again how homelessness contributes to the crisis of public health, safety, and security. As someone who has raised his family in the North State, Dr. DeNuca is personally invested in making our community safer. Not only that, but he has both the compassion and leadership skills to get it done. I can personally vouch for his integrity and commitment, and I hope that you will join me in supporting Dr. DeNuca. My name is Craig O'Mara, and I am personally endorsing Dr. DeNuca for State Assembly. This message was paid for by P.K. Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yes.
In KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. It's going to be another beautiful day here on the 2nd of March, 2020. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. If you're looking for some help around the house operation, maybe somebody took a fall, but you're working and you can't be there all the time, call Reading Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark will come to your home for a free in-home consultation, talk to you about what works right for your family. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Linda and I are here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, the people behind Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Stores.
Yes, sir.
There's multiple.
I love coming
ones.
Back to themed music for our articles.
Exactly. Yeah. And we are going to be going into more of the magazine, of course, with the three triplets. You know, it's amazing to see Kyle and his brothers taking over Kids Unlimited.
Yeah. And page 45,
exactly.
Band of Brothers.
So Kids Unlimited Reimagined is the name of this.
A lot of people don't know these boys, but they are kind of famous in a lot of ways, in different ways. But they are identical triplets that are here from Reading, and they've been here and grown up and gone away and now have started to come back. And
they all were on Broadway,
Broadway.
They played Peter Pan.
And they were in Disneyland.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just great kids, and they've come back to reimagine and resurrect Kids Unlimited, which has been something that's been going on in Reading for since the early 80s, and I can attest to that because I actually was in the first three Kids Unlimited that ever were started here.
Don Hess was the one that started this.
Yeah, she's endorsed, actually, these boys, the brothers.
Is that what it was, 88?
Well, she says...
No, it was earlier, even earlier
okay.
than that.
She founded Unlimited, Kids Unlimited in 1988.
So there must have been even somebody before. Well, there was, because I was... That was kind of the end of my run. Before that, it was Faith Palmer that actually headed it up. And Kids Unlimited used to be very biblical-based, and there was a character named Salty, the Bible, and... that's when I did it, because 1988, I was out of high school, and I would have never done it.
Right.
So this was even before I graduated high school. This is when I was in probably middle school. But yeah, so Kids Unlimited is a big, big, big production, and they have it at the Civic.
Amazing. And so many kids go there. It's like a summer, like a musical camp, and then they do a final performance. So it's a great place to maybe you have a shy grandchild or somebody who's just can't seem to, I don't know. I think it's a wonderful personal growth. The brothers are Clayton, Kyle, and Matt Thurmond, and they say, I hope to sprinkle the seeds of musical theater inspiration to people of all ages in this new generation of Kids Unlimited productions.
And this is for kids 7 to 20, ages 7 to 20, so...
Big span.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and it's been around for a long time, and I know so many people from Reading who have gone through the program. They started
massive amounts.
Massive.
Of people.
Well, they'll stay in it for years and work their way up through the.
And I believe this year it's going to be at the Reading School of the Arts. They're going to be performing there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be nice to watch the be out there in the amphitheater and to watch the because when you think about what it is when you have that many kids in a program and you get the 7 and 8 and the 9 year olds and you have to keep these kids disciplined.
Yes.
It's a very this is where mentorship really comes in, because this could be life-changing for kids who maybe have attention deficit and they have to, you know what I mean? They have, it's like karate is really good for that,
right?
Because you have to stay on the mat. You have to be with your sensei. I've seen that before,
right,
you know?
Right.
So this is the kind of program when kids are kind of floundering and they feel like they aren't important.
Well,
they don't,
and if they're not good in sports.
Yes.
And you know, it's just something, and I know that, the performing arts were huge for my sons. I mean, huge. They would not have finished school had they not had something like that.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Well, because each kid is different. I mean, you have the kids that are out there that are in track and field and football and all that baseball, and that's their whole thing. And then you have kids that are on the total opposite side of the spectrum that, you know, are totally different creatures.
Yeah.
And there has to be something that's there for them to
support
them in their...
I just read an article, in fact, over the weekend that says that kids that are introduced to the arts, you know, music, do better in their regular math and other things because of it makes sense to them in that way, and they can then, you know, that thing that transposes over to other classes they're taking. So,
well, not everybody appreciates show tunes, though, because I got to say, I'm probably the only person sitting in this room, I can almost attest, that got kicked out of Jack's Steakhouse for singing show tunes. A bunch of friends of mine, when we were probably right out of high school, just getting into college, we were here in Reading, and a bunch of my friends and I lived in the same apartment complex. And one of my friends that was across the quad was a music teacher out in Cottonwood, and he had a grand piano in his apartment. And we used to go to his place and, you know, have wine coolers and sing show tunes. And that would just carry on when we leave the house. And there was a bunch of us that went to Jack's one night, and we got a little wound up, and we're singing show tunes at our table, and they asked us to leave.
Well, they've got no sense of humor there, obviously.
It could have been show tunes, or it could have been like Irish, you know, who knows, Irish, you know, songs. It just was, you know, please leave because other people are trying to eat.
Yeah. But I thought we were really good. It was almost like free entertainment.
No. Oh, my gosh.
So speaking of music and the whole idea of education, that could just lead us right into the next article, which is on page 31. And it always brings a smile. It's just positive. It's the happy thing. And this is the ukulele program at Lassen School.
Oh.
And this is such a great... And you look at these kids, and there's a ton of them, and the picture is just fantastic. But this is a wonderful teacher that's been at the school for, gosh, I don't remember, like 18 years or whatever.
16.
Yeah, and their music program, their teacher had been there for 30-plus years, and she retired, and there was a huge gap and hole, and the county was having a hard time filling it. But this teacher of sixth grade, I think it is, knew that it had made a change on the students, and there were a lot of kids that were struggling, and music had helped in the past. And so her and her husband, or her, with the help of her husband, and she was a lifetime musician herself, she went and got more education and accredited in music and tried to gap that hole and to do that where she could make it so that it wasn't so outrageously cost prohibitive and all those types of things. They chose ukuleles, and they did a fundraiser, and they were able to raise enough money to buy, I think, like 37 ukuleles. Yeah.
Yep.
And so now many of these kids have ukuleles, and she said the whole school, I mean, you'll find them everywhere, in the lunchroom, in the hallways, putting together their own songs, doing Hawaiian songs, coming up with their own music and writing and pop songs. And it's a class. And once these kids get in it and they get a ukulele in their hand, they said it's just so much joy that they stick with it, many of them, through their upper classes. And some of the parents have even gotten involved and now play ukulele with their kids.
Right.
And
that's exciting.
But it's a simple instrument that anybody can kind of navigate through over a period of time, and it gives them such joy, but it also gives them accomplishment and positive affirmation, and they belong to something. And, you know, I think the picture where they show the whole class together.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
well, imagine.
Ricky Skaggs, when we interviewed him, said his dad came back from a trip and put a mandolin in the bed next to him.
He was six.
He was 6 years old. He said, if you'd put a guitar in my hands, I couldn't have done it. It was too big. Mm-hmm. But a mandolin, which is like a ukulele, it's smaller.
Now he's a maestro.
You know, and so it's smaller, so they can play it.
And that interview will run Thursday night, because we preempted a show try to get him on because he's going to be here at the Cascade Theater coming up soon. And I can't remember the exact date, but it's in March. So anyway, he will be Thursday night. You know, we usually have our shows, but I'm going to play the pre-recorded version of him. And it was fascinating about how you open, when you open yourself like this, these people have with the sixth grade class, it is something that, again, we talked about Kids Unlimited, changes your life, opens you up to more possibilities because you have a do can spirit. And so
it builds your confidence.
Yes.
Anyway, so you had a beautiful picture here of all these kids with the ukuleles, and they, I guess they get the ukes every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so those
they get
kids,
to keep them.
Yeah, the kids get to keep them and work their way. I mean, really, I mean.
And they said it was fun because once the program started and they saw the, many parents at home saw the delight, then that's when they got involved, and many of the kids for Christmas or birthdays were getting their own ukuleles. And so, you know, they could give the ukulele back to the school for the next student, but they got to keep their ukuleles. But the parents have just been like, wow, this is amazing, and the kids are amazing.
I remember back when I was a small child in school that they came in talking about musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got to learn all the woodwinds
and these things.
Percussion.
I never joined the band. Probably it's one of those things that you look back when you're like eight that you wish you had done. But you know,
and a band my is dad a was big a part of the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my brother was.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. She is an expert, a specialist in many ways in the sense of finding your homeowner's insurance if you've had it canceled. Health insurance, you've got an extension to get in to buy into the health insurance industry here in California. If not, you're going to have this huge fine on you if you don't have it. If you have a question about health insurance, give Judy a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back with Enjoy and Linda, 8:45 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, sunny today. It's going to be beautiful. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
My name is Nick Wallingford, and I have personally known Dr. Paul DeNuca for almost 7 years. I have been a career firefighter for 14 years and have been assigned to countless wildfires, including both the car and the camp. Things are getting worse, but it's not too late to turn things around and prevent that level of devastation from happening again. We need leadership that promotes proper forest management and fire prevention planning. As a neighbor and doctor who has cared for the victims of these fires, Dr. Paul DeNuca understands. That's why I am proud to endorse him for Assemblyman.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. As a soldier and leader, I worked with some of the best men and women in the world. In all of them, I saw a love of country and patriotism that I see in my good friend, Dr. Paul DeNuca. As a doctor, businessman, and patriot, he fights for everybody in our community and continues to focus on important issues, affordable health care, job training, and homeless relief that gets and keeps people off the street. I'm retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, and I endorse my friend, Dr. Paul DeNuca, for Assemblyman District 1.
Paid for by PK Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
The status quo has got to go. I'm Dale Ball asking you to vote for me as your District 2 County Supervisor. As a concerned citizen, I've attended countless City Council, Board of Supervisor, and Town Hall meetings. Seeing the need to remove the mess left behind by illegal encampments, I co-founded Shasta Support Service, which has removed hundreds of tons of trash, saving local property owners thousands of dollars in fines. I never dreamed of running for political office, but realized our elected officials should reflect the community they represent. I grew up in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School, and went off to earn a paycheck each week like many of you. I believe in evidence-based solutions to improve our public safety. I have witnessed the impact of homelessness and addiction firsthand. I have seen what works and what only enables bad behavior. Are you better off than you were 12 years ago? Has the county represented your interests? I ask you to vote March 3rd for Dale Ball for District 2 County Supervisor. Paid for by Dale Ball for Supervisor 2020.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM here at 8:49 in the morning here on the 2nd of March, 2020. 47 degrees out there. It's going to be, as usual, a beautiful day. We went through the whole month of February with no rain, no precipitation. It's the first time that they can remember in recorded time.
Recording, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478. Tim or Logan, either one of them will take great care of you there. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the Store.
Good morning.
And we're going through different parts of the magazine, and this time I think we're going to be talking about crowning memories. That's interesting.
Yes, this is a nice little story. And what really great people. I know Teresa. I just met her. I don't know her well, but I met her a while ago, and she is so passionate about this business, and I'm really happy that they're continuing on. They're not selling cameras anymore. Crown Camera went away a few months ago.
Yeah. And there's a new business in there
and,
right now.
Yeah, there's a new business in that space. But around the corner, Crown Photo and Video, featuring Teresa's photo service, has opened. And what they do is photo services. And if you want to clear the clutter, I mean, for me, I have millions of pictures. So they can take your pictures and make them and do them digitally. And so they do a lot of different services at this place. But it's right around the corner from here, from you guys. And Teresa Wood is doing the photo services, and Jeff Engel, who is Gary's son, who actually was the owner of Crown Camera, is owns the new place around the corner. So anyway, this is a really great story about how this came about, and I don't know, I just really like it. And I really like them, and I just really wish them the best of success.
Yeah, it's so a
big change in your life.
So they have photographic help. They do a lot of digitizing. It says that they can take your old albums, if you want, and digitize them and make them digital. They can do film still. So there's still a need for all of this conversion between old and new technology. If you have old DVDs tapes, you know, that kind of thing.
Video
that you want converted.
VHS. Like family photos. I have a ton of those with the little tapes.
And I just found a whole box of stuff that's been in storage, and there are tons of family photos.
Right.
And they've been in there, and the heat starting to get to them, and I thought, oh, gosh, you know, they're getting crispy and kind of crumbling, and I need to really get these
scanned
and
stuff. I have stuff in storage that's been in a, since I've moved to Reading, that are like years and years of, you know, the gold digger memories and blah. They're all just like little snapshots.
Gold digger.
Yeah, and I stuff before it. That, you know. So, I mean, I have, I need to go
it
through
there.
It
would be cool to have all of that. I have so many pictures in my, in a huge bin in my garage that are from my kids growing up and from me when I was, you know. So,
you know, people don't know this about me, but I was part of that digger ensemble.
Were you?
not gold digger. I was ditch digger. But it had nothing, I guess, anything to do with what Linda was doing. Because
but
I,
the
I
outfit was
the
amazing.
Terminology. Well, I, the terminology.
Because
so
I worked topless in the ditches there back in those days.
Yeah, never mind.
So,
let's
okay,
not even go
right
there.
Along
that's a whole
there.
Show
never
in
once,
itself.
Never once saw Dean Martin there.
I buy a ticket for that show.
Well, again, the art, the
cool
issue.
Down, the, what's cool down here is there too. There's a an advertisement of the 1404, another downtown collective
yes.
project. So that's just again right across the street from you. This is that building that's been around forever, where we've all done karate since we were a kid.
Yeah.
That's been purchased by this downtown collective, and it, the drawings are amazing of the new.
It's going to be beautiful.
Uh huh. And that's
I wonder if they're going to leave the sandwichery in there. I hope.
I think so. I think
this
I,
is just going to be on the outside.
Yeah. So this is going to look nice at the split there, and you know, and I guess
thing.
Isn't the road eventually supposed to go
it's
through?
It's supposed to go through up to Pine or up to Yuba Street.
Yuba Street, yeah.
And then it's not.
Yeah.
From there because of trees and the way the office buildings are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be another one you can just walk down. What a perfect area down there to have some kind of downtown soiree thing where you can close that street off because it's not a major street, you know, at that point. So you could close it off and have something great down there.
Yeah. I was just noticing that the old Dickers building. That thing is the remodel
oh
or the
gosh,
reconstruction is huge, huge.
And same with the other building that Brent Weaver's doing on Placer and Pine. That it's, I mean, it's getting close to being done.
In the county courthouse, those big cranes they brought up. You know, I go by there twice a day, sometimes three. You know, I come to work past there. I go home past there. I go down to the post office. I never once saw them building the cranes, and yet all of a sudden there's two of them there.
Yeah.
And they're working like crazy.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have, I guess, starting tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
No parking.
No parking. They're going to tear down the rest of the garage.
I really hope. I mean, the plan that we've been told is they're tearing it down, and then as soon as they tear it down, they're going to put a single-level parking lot.
Okay.
Well, they can do
on
construction.
On the north side, correct?
No, on our side.
On our side.
Yeah.
Side.
But I hope they do that very quickly.
You know what? I think they will. Because and that
Sunday with the church going on and everything. I mean, and then there was an event the other night at the Cascade. I mean, there was no parking anywhere. I mean, literally no parking. But they also have an electric shuttle, they said, that's going
to
start.
They're getting ready to start. Yeah. RU's getting ready to start this electric shuttle using police cadets or the cadets there to drive because there's parking, of course, out here behind where we are and all those new lots.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be tight here. It's going to be interesting downtown for no parking there.
What I didn't like, and I understand and respect for safety, was the fact that then I saw the news report that then City of Reading is going to really enforce parking and start ticketing heavy. And I was like, I get it, but you're doing it now when it's like critical that people don't have any place to park.
Well, I think the reason behind that is if somebody's got 2 hours on the meter. And
no, there's a purpose for it. I get it, but still, it's
but
like,
still, it's
you're like
yeah.
Wow.
Then you find out. Okay, what about these places that don't have meters?
We don't have meters in front of our place. Yeah.
But they came. The city just came to us and notified us that they're putting up signs that they are all the parking that we have no meters in front between California.
Yeah.
On Placer, but between California and Pine. They're changing that all to two-hour limited parking, and they're going to ticket.
So what they'll do is they'll mark the tires or something. They can't mark the tires because that was found to be illegal.
Because you were avoiding, are you invading somebody's space?
Yeah, you're doing something. So but I guess you can take photos then with your digital camera as you drive by.
Yeah.
But you know what else? There's also parking lots that have opened up, like Riverfront Playhouse on California Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's public parking public parking all the time. Mm. So I had to park there recently because there was nothing.
Robba right down here.
Yep.
And all behind us, there's
parking.
There's
all kinds of parking over there. Yeah.
But those are filled up, too. I mean, I drove around the block a couple of times.
Yeah, I know.
Find them spot.
So we're here with Enjoy, Clear the Clutter, Simplify and Find the Joy in Little Things. This is a great way to begin your 2020. There's wonderful articles on how, there's one specific one that I would encourage our listeners that if you're looking, you're thinking about that garage that's cluttered or that storage room that's cluttered or a bedroom that's cluttered, how that sometimes can affect your mood on how to move forward.
Totally. And we're, affects your mental health.
Totally. It does affect your mental health. I'm telling you, I really believe that. So this is on page 74. Randy Frost, a professional of psychology at Smith College, suggests we ask ourselves, how many things do I really need to honor this person's memory?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
One.
I mean, just quickly, my grandfather was, this years back, my grandfather was put in a home. We had like a week. Be to go in there and figure out because there was an auction company that came in and did stuff. My brother took two things. Just stuff that he remembered grandfather by.
Yeah.
I go back with my dad and I pick out a U-Haul full of stuff that's still in storage.
Yeah.
I even forget what it is. I mean, I got my grandmother's bedroom set, but you know.
And are you paying for storage?
Yes.
I know. Yeah. See.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
So it's part of that, you know, and I think once we do it, we like pull that stuff and get rid of it or move it forward or donate it to somebody. Maybe you could really use something that we
And
just,
in my mind, for me, that's actually more even rewarding. If I have one thing and then knowing that the rest is being enjoyed.
Right.
Like my family is spread out and everybody's enjoying them.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us
once again.
And you'll be here the third Thursday of March with more artists and stories from Enjoy the Magazine.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
In fact, you'll be here March 19th.
Yep.
Right here in the Enjoy Magazine. Okay. Tomorrow. We'll be. I think we've got kind of an interesting show tomorrow. It's going to be people that you have not heard from lately. And then, of course, Wednesday we have our chief of police or one of his people on. Friday will be Congressman LaMalfa and other things in between here. Of course, tomorrow is the day we all go out and
vote.
Vote. And remember, right. It's the good guys against the bad guys. If you don't vote, you're a bad guy. We'll be seeing you tomorrow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.